There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Welcome back to Joking Not Joking. Am I joking or are you joking? I am the professor. Today the guys are joined by their close friend and frequent collaborator, a skinny, frail, little Egyptian boy named Rami Youssef. I tease because I love. Rami, you are a grown man, I swear. You may know him from his critically acclaimed show and Hulu series, Rami, a story about a first-generation Egyptian-American who is on a spiritual journey in the politically divided New Jersey neighborhood he grew up in. I can't see why it could be politically divided when Halal Guys is the most dominating street food in the world, especially in New York City and New Jersey area. I don't think it's divided at all. This is all made up. They talk about therapy, life, death, and even having a goal age. Ridiculous. We are glad you are back for another episode of Joking Not Joking. Enjoy, you dirty, dirty little dum-dums.
This is Joking Not Joking.
What up, everybody? It's Mo.
It's Mo.
What's up? This is your boy, Azhar Usman.
From Luminary, this is Joking Not Joking.
You guys feel me fading just because I've been up since 5.
Yeah, you look tired. Well, I mean, bro, both of you guys.
No, I was thinking,
I don't know how you guys live these lives.
I was just thinking, I have full understanding of the situation.
Yeah, exactly.
You drove him from San Francisco.
Yeah, yeah.
What were you doing in San Francisco?
I've been seeing this therapist for 2 years. Never met him.
And you have to physically go to San Francisco every time?
No, he just wants it's been to all meet Zoom. Him for the first time.
It's been all Zoom, so we met for the first time.
Whoa.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So we went like hiking, and then we went, dude, and then it was just like, he was a monk in a monastery that is in the middle of the Moor woods, and then he lives now in a house at the top of the woods, and he doesn't go to the monastery anymore. But he took me on this like really long hike. And then it was cold in San Francisco, too. It was freezing.
Very cold, yeah.
Freezing. And then he was like, are you down for one more thing? And I'm like, okay. And then we'd drive up to the beach. It's like cold water. It's like, you know, below 50 degree water. And he's like,
he's like,
you think you could go in? And I'm like, yeah, I can go in. And then we were in this water for like good half hour, dude.
This was earlier today?
Wait.
Whoa.
No way that water was like 50 degrees.
Yeah, it was 50.
For a half hour?
Yeah, it was. It
That's
gets
like
warm.
That cold plunge I did, man. It, was
it
crazy.
Gets warm by the time you're in there. It's crazy. Adjusts.
No, I know, but like a half hour, usually it's like 15 minutes or so. But you're doing an ice.
Yeah, that's crazy.
No, that's
a whole,
ice. Yeah.
That's
a whole
that also place. Sounds
like 50 degree water. Yeah, I mean.
You can stay in that. You
it
must
could have been
like
26 minutes. But it was
the point
like
is
we
it was
were
a
in there.
Considerable.
Oh no,
time.
We were in there, but to a point where it started to feel warm.
I want
to
go
but
back.
But then I had shivers later. Later, I had shivers.
Yeah, yeah, could
exactly.
Get sick.
Like
you
an hour
something.
Later, I was yeah. Like, "Whoa, I'm shivering."
Yeah, yeah no, yeah, it yeah. Definitely did something to your body. It's not yeah, good. Yeah. I'm really curious about this temperature. If anybody's listening and can go check.
Are we already recording?
Yeah. Of course
this is
we're
that
recording.
Point at which
yeah.
Everyone says, I was fall for that good. One. Are you guys yeah. Already recording? Yeah, right.
No, I'm serious. I really want to know what the temperature is. So curious.
Yeah, fine. I mean,
no, that's so incredible though. Listen,
it was
somebody
great.
That you've had to, you've yeah. had such intense session with, and you finally
crazy.
Meet them
it was
after
amazing.
2 years. How did you pick your therapist?
Well, actually, he was recommended to me by someone that I was doing like somatic body work that you had met.
Oh yeah,
and then
I would love to hear because I also did some sessions with
yes.
our friend.
Yes,
and I benefited in certain ways.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've done a lot of therapy and counseling work and all that. And ultimately, all of these various methods are, you know, they're methods.
Yeah.
So then it's like, where do they come from, right? So I just listened to an interview with her and I was like, all right, this is really helpful in some ways. But ultimately decided that, like astrology, there's some truth there. But it's like, dude, I can't rely on this. It's way too uncertain and been influenced by fake news.
I'm highly skeptical right out the gate, by the way, when I hear something like this. I
but,
just picture
but,
like white people stretching.
Astrology or somatic therapy?
No.
Yeah,
astrology, I want to
hear you
it's
explain
well,
to somatic therapy.
No, somatic therapy is not astrology. I mean, in the sense of it's people who really know the body and they
yeah.
really know emotions. And so
nice.
When you're working with someone like who Azhar had seen, I had seen, this was when I knew I really liked her. The first time I met her was like 2016, 2017. And she was like, how's your day? I was like, it was really good. And I had this big smile. And she was like, I'm not going to fall for the Rami smile.
You were 5%. You were pretending.
Yeah. She was like, oh, I can tell. Like, yeah. you're saying this thing. You're kind of holding tension in your neck. And you haven't been breathing for the last 45 seconds. So it's not astrology. It's like they're literally looking at what you're doing with your body and how you're breathing, how you're moving. And so I did a lot of work with her for a lot of years of just like stuff I was holding in my body. Like they'll find stuff that you've been holding on to. And
yeah.
what I liked about her, she doesn't assign meaning to it. It's just
yeah.
like, hey, you're holding fear here. And it's like really affecting you. And I had spots on my back where like blood has been trapped and stuff like that. Like sometimes you have little marks on your body and it's from stuff like that. And then they would go
that
away.
And diet and like what you're putting in your body, which is it good for your bloodstream? You know, like ginger is really good for your blood pressure and your blood flow, and
yes.
if you take that in the morning, like it has a certain reaction. But I absolutely believe that.
Yeah, that makes
you
sense.
Do. I absolutely believe that you how you live your day affects different parts of your body.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
like, no doubt. And I'm highly conscious of my breath.
Like, yeah,
highly conscious of it. Even as a smoker.
Well,
I'm
well,
just
well no, but that's. I mean, a lot of smokers are really aware of their breath because they're. Doing it's like
yeah
that's why they're taking
and
those
that's
drags.
True but it's
I'm
really
asthmatic.
It's really the boxing is what made me hyper aware of my breath
yeah
realizing that just breathing consistently through your nose and mouth no matter how much energy you're exerting keeps you balanced
yeah.
and allows you to have more bursts
yeah
so even if you're moving like
mm-hmm.
You're still like maintaining the same cadence, everything in your body. It's unbelievable.
Wow.
So even as a smoker, I'll go up the stairs and I'll maintain this kind of breathing pattern. And people behind me will be out of breath versus me where I'm just like still balanced. Obviously breathing heavily,
but
not as bad. It's so interesting.
So boxer first. Boxer
like
first and a smoker.
Like,
yeah.
No, no, but for real, like this is a Sheikh Hamza lecture that really hit me. It was this guy that was searching for some kind of spiritual awakening, and he goes to this monk. He goes to this temple, and he runs into the monk. He's like, I want to be a monk. Teach me. Please teach me. And he keeps going like this, and then the monk grabs him, and he sticks his head in the water, and he just holds it, and the last second he releases him, and he comes up for air, and he goes, surely we're one breath away from non-existing.
Wild.
That's it, though. For real, that's all it takes. We are nothing, bro.
Yeah.
I just am skeptical. I still feel like, how do you know it's fear that's there and not, you know, just I sleep wrong all the time and my posture is really bad. Not only do I not breathe well, right. but just like.
It's like when you have a dream and then you're like, it means so much. It's like, or did you just have bad tacos last night?
We were talking about like Hisham Mahmood, right?
Oh my God.
And so, I mean, but even when he breaks down the Quran, it's like, it's the same question you're asking. Well, how do you not know it's just this or you not that? Where he says, well, you're not going to, if you're going to come to the book with skepticism and doubt, then sure, that's what you're going to find.
Exactly
you know, so
it
it's like, what level are
you,
trust you, are
have,
you wanting
to?
And so she had put me in touch with this therapist because she was like, I think you need to see a man. And my favorite thing about him, you know, he wasn't in the monastery anymore, but he was the first therapist I talked to that when I would bring up religion, he didn't talk about it like it was baggage that I needed to get over. Or he didn't talk about it like it was just like...
That was the first time you had a therapist like
who,
that?
Yeah, really? Who knew what to do with it. You know what I mean? Mm. Like sometimes they'll say, oh, okay, so you believe this, but they're kind of talking about it like it's like an accessory that they either don't know what to say with it or they think it's like you can feel the subconscious like, oh, it's just because you grew up with it or you need to get over it or whatever. And then this dude's super spiritual. And then I was telling him something that was bothering me or whatever. And he was like, well, what about prayer? Like, are you finding respite in your prayer? It was the first time a therapist had just like straight up like seen that that's like a tool that I have in a real way.
Right.
And he didn't mock it. Didn't treat it like it was.
What horrible therapist did you have before this? Like, it's so
well, no,
odd
but that,
to
I mean,
them,
no,
like
but that,
that
is, but
yeah.
that is the framing. I
Man,
think
thankfully,
the
I
framing
haven't had
of
that
therapy
problem.
Is often like, but yeah, I mean, that's the
well,
thing.
We
too.
Live in a secular
yeah, it
world.
Is. It
we
is.
Live
no,
in a secular,
absolutely.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Wow. So then he said that, and that was the first
time. That's
why
I was so curious. I wanted to ask you, like, how did you come to this particular therapist? Yeah. When I was looking for mine, I was just doing research. I did a lot of research to ask, you know, about her from people that may know her. Asked the office as well. There was like two or three other therapists and the receptionist as well. Like, started getting details. What is her process like? And at that point, I was still married, and I wanted a completely, you know, non-biased opinion that I could be potentially looked at a disadvantage, this white woman in her 50s, probably early 60s, my therapist at this point.
You should ask her.
And I should. You know, maybe we should cut this out just in case she's 43. Just in case she's 43.
I think you keep this in and you find out.
No, but she's really cool. Like, she was very, very cool and really balanced and always encouraged whatever she thought was, like, best for me. Like, she was... you know, very, very clutch. I'm not as consistent as you, for sure. Mm. I'm assuming you go, like, weekly.
I'm a weekly.
Like, for how many years have you been going weekly?
Years.
Wow.
Like, basically, you look at it like you could not be doing what you're doing in your work, in your career, in your personal life, your family, getting married, which, congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. Thank Is that, you. Like, out there in the world?
Yeah. Of course, I would never. It's my greatest accomplishment.
Mashallah.
Is that just some politically correct thing? What do you mean by that?
I literally mean it's like the landscape that you just pointed out. We're all working so hard.
Yeah.
You see, it's like we don't sleep. Right now we're recording. It's 11 p.m. and we've been up since 5.
Right.
And to carve out the time to connect to the point where we could get married is my greatest accomplishment.
Wow.
Because I think there's all this machinery, you know, it's like we all work together on both shows we're working together on, right? There's all this infrastructure, we're feeding off each other, baton passing.
Right.
You're in a relationship with somebody, it's like I can't call AZ and be like, yo, can you take her out to dinner? Like, I got to go do this other thing.
right.
You know, there's no, it's like, it's just
us. It's real.
It's
super real.
It's just us. It's super real.
she half sees your religion, everything. Right? Half your dean.
And so it is truly like, yeah, my greatest accomplishment. Wow. Like that, yeah.
Well, that's a beautiful thing to say and a beautiful sentiment and a truth I believe in. And I was asking the question about, do you look at this somatic therapy work and that therapy as like, you couldn't be doing it if you weren't doing it every week.
Well, I don't know what level I would be able to do what I do at. Like, I think it's not like, I don't think opportunities would be taken away or something, right, but I do think, yourself. I think I'd lose my cool on people. I think I would like.
Do you understand? I would fucking snap your neck right now.
No, like,
if I didn't A, believe in God, B, see this ex-monk in California on a weekly basis. Do you understand?
I went to the Venus, 50-degree water.
Yeah, dude. So I mean, like,
if I didn't submerge my body in 50-degree water for weeks,
I would not be able
26
to
minutes.
Right now.
26 minutes.
Shut the fuck up.
And now, a question for
Guru G. Guru G, I often find myself feeling depressed. With the world being so chaotic, I feel very overwhelmed. Do you have any advice for me, Guru G?
Depression is oppression. Oppression of yourself. If you are not living in a state of realness, you are oppressing yourself. And this self-oppression causes depression. You must become real. Realness is the purpose of life.
Recently, I've been very curious about how I was going to die. Like, I never saw it coming with my brother like this. So I'm just very curious. Like, what is it? And also getting a will, very important.
Oh, yeah,
writing down what your wishes are.
Public service announcement.
Public service announcement. Write down immediately. I don't care if you're...
Let me ask you this. Yeah. Do you have a goal age you want to live to? Like, have you ever thought I want to live till...
No. I never.
63.
Don't say that.
Yeah.
I'm answering your question.
That's your goal?
I would be more happy than any other version if I died at 63. Yes, 100%. Abu Bakr died at 63 radiallahu anhu. Umar died at 63 radiallahu anhu. Uthman died at 63.
Yeah, but you don't have their resumes. Like, I don't. I'm so furious.
Yes.
I'm so angry that you're saying 63.
Why?
Because I need you around longer than that.
No, but it's a sunnah. The Prophet lived 63 years. There's no more perfect lifespan than his lifespan. So that's my answer. I'm not like, saying that as an empty thing. I've thought about this a lot. A lot of pious people I know pray for this.
I don't know. I mean, it's 12 years more than my brother. It's pretty good.
You know, 40 is adulthood in Islam. It's like, that's when you're mature.
I mean, look, would I prefer to see Azhar as a grumpy 90-year-old? Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Be so much fun to see this.
Oh, listen, I don't want to die. God forbid. If God
I would like
me
to. I would be really curious.
I asked about
to
a
see.
Goal. I said goal age.
No, I don't have a goal.
I mean, I think what you're saying is like it would be blessed to die at that age. But
I would
but
welcome a longer
you,
life. I'd be very grateful if
but
I
it's like, do you have a goal?
I just don't want
I hope for a
my goal,
life,
yeah, my,
for sure.
Yeah, my goal is
a
to,
healthy one.
Exactly.
Yeah, you don't want to just be around.
Because some people from 75 to 85, it's fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're like, this is not fun.
Yeah.
My dad really just turned 79, bro.
Mashallah.
Bro,
Mashallah. He looks fantastic for his age.
And
he's in good health, and he's still fully functional, drives a car, takes care of my mom. Like, they live down in Tampa now. You know, my sister and I have a back channel communications about, like, you know, what's going on with them. We check in with them and then check in with each other because
you have to.
It's at that age now, bro. It's like, dude, he's 79, man. Mashallah.
How old's your mom?
She is
37.
68.
Okay.
Mashallah.
Mashallah, mashallah. But I saw you go from young little brother Rami to like becoming a man, yeah.
Yeah.
And I got to see Mo, you know, Mo, man, mashallah. He's the youngest of his family.
Yeah.
But he's like the patriarch of his family. Mm. And there's this thing about becoming a man, truly like real, really being, we zalim.
Yeah.
And therapy is tied into that, this idea of like, what are we on? We're on this journey of life and kind of maturing, growing, hopefully getting smarter and wiser. And I wanted to share a quote with you guys that I learned when I got hit by that car, which was Confucius said, a man has two lives. The second one begins the moment he realizes he only has one.
Incredible. I'm also really happy he didn't do it with an accent. I was concerned for a second.
It had all the makings.
It had all the makings
of an Azhar act out.
Do you have a goal?
Yeah, what about you? What's that?
The way I view it is that my goal would just be a plan that something better happens,
yeah,
or something that's more right happens, or the thing that actually happens happens. So there's no weight to it other than it changes how I think. So I've been thinking like it'd be really great to live to a healthy 102.
Yeah.
And once I start thinking about my life as living to a healthy 102, everything becomes a different priority.
A healthy 102, man.
That's a lot to live. That's inshallah. I mean,
but no, but I get it, because it's like if you have that mentality and you're living accordingly, if you go at 82 or you go at 67, like you're no worse off. You lived a great,
well,
healthy,
yeah,
life.
But it's also too like I want to feel, man, there's so much I want to read and there's so much I want to explore and there's so much I want to know about this dimension before whatever's coming. You know, I want to feel like I really got to explore it, and it's like, I think about life now and where I'm at and age I'm at and how much of it has just been like, you know, all of us working on recovering our family's histories,
sure,
and traumas.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
then all of us working to get to a place where we could provide, you know. There's so much I love about this time,
yeah,
but there's so much about it that feels like logistics.
Yes.
And I just want to get to the point. I want to get to the point where it's like, okay, like I want to just spend a year reading. And then I want to spend a year in nature. And so once you start categorizing your genuine curiosities, really quickly, you're like, I barely have enough time. And so that to me, I'm like, wow, I would love to live
that. I
want to
do that. I want to spend a year reading, just check out for a year and just read and just spend time with my family and just do nothing but just that. And I also believe like spiritually I have intense feelings about this place, this dunya, this realm that we're in right now. I feel like I know it well on a emotional and like spiritual level. It feels that way inside my body. I don't know if it's right or wrong. I can just tell you it's like really intense. And I start thinking like when I die, the secrets that are unlocked in that next realm will give me such a strong understanding of what this is that we're living in, and I would just laugh. I feel like it would just be so ridiculous that I even came here. Like, oh, that was the thing? Like, I feel really, that's why I'm not like attached to anything. All I know is that I've seen people like, or I've heard, I've had a friend who had a baby, you know, die. I've had friends that have died at 25. I've had, you know, a grandmother, 63, I have grandparents that I even didn't even meet before I came into existence. Like, and it's just, you can't live that way, but you definitely try. You shouldn't be horrible to your body. You definitely
yeah.
should try harder. You know, people have born with different ailments. Maybe you don't live that long. Maybe you have whatever, you know, that could come along and just shorten
your
lifespan.
We have a spiritual duty, right, to take care of our bodies. We're God's divine property.
Yeah.
Right, under the umbrella of viewing it that way. And so if that is really to be taken seriously, you know, it's an understanding that we can't control when we're going to leave. But then it's also, I actually think, probably a duty to try and stay as long as you can.
No, of course. I completely agree with you. And I, it's just, it's a complicated question. I think the right answer is taking as much time out to learn and be in nature. This is all beautiful things to like strive for and have on your bucket list for sure.
Yeah.
Like sooner than later, I feel.
That's the thing, yeah.
I think about that too. Like, when is that going to happen, though?
Yeah.
Just 5 years flew by.
Yeah.
I had this last 2 years. People are still confused talking about, hey, it's 2021, 20. Like, yeah. People don't know. It's such an odd thing with time now.
We were talking about that earlier today, man, with Amir as well. It's like time is flying by, and there seems to be this broad consensus. Like, dude, it's speeding up. It feels like it's speeding up. Like time is just, which is a phenomenon that is, again, has a spiritual reality to it. And there's ways to slow down time, basically, which is the mindfulness, the breath work, your heart beats, etc. But nonetheless, it's like there is this shared feeling right now, right? We're living in this age of sped up time.
I mean, I don't think that I know, I don't think any of us know the nature of time, right? And how it actually works.
We don't.
Like I was
it's
actually,
a mystery.
It's a true mystery. But, but I also think there are way more things vying for our attention than ever before. And there are way more things taking our attention. Mm-hmm. Like we're at an attention deficit as a society.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Know the nature of time, right? And how it actually works.
We don't.
Like, I was actually...
Oh, Rami, I don't understand time. Oh, I thought time. Listen, there's no time to talk about time. Time is moving. It's going. It's going away from you. On Earth, time is very limited. Time is like a sword. You either use time or you get cut with time. Until next time. Stay real, dum-dums.
Joking Not Joking is a Luminary original. Original audio production, music, and sound design by Salt. Executive produced by Noah Gersh, Jamie Schuffman, Nick Panama, and Kenzie Wilbur. Head of creative, Jordan Galvin. Head of production, Liz LeMay. Head of post-production, Robert Adler. Produced by Imran Ali Malik and Aaron Kennedy. Supervising producers, Ali Strobel and Alice Bierne. Post-production supervisor, Ali Honore. Edited by Jeffrey Muchnick and Aaron Kennedy. Sound design and music by Matthew Cilelli. Mixed by Aaron Kennedy. Recorded by Aaron Kennedy, Zach Jurich, and Mario Borgata. Guest booking by Drive Entertainment and Hager Eldos. Additional music courtesy of Extreme Music.